the top of the 5 o'clock hour. Guillermo Mash on behalf of the Without a Roof radio program. And you are indeed listening to 90.1 FM, KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Also, be aware that opinions voiced on this program do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of KZFR. It's staff, board of directors.
Give me 2 eggs. So, tomorrow I got nothing.
I really believe that everybody should be born poor. 1 week of their life. 1 week.
As you see, I'm in a wheelchair. I was hit by a train 10 years ago. And a year ago, I was hit by a truck.
There's a feeling in the pit of your stomach the first several nights that you're out there when you realize you actually are in a place where you got nowhere to go.
How do you like being at the shelter?
Kind of good, and I like it when we had our own beds and different, and when we get our new house, I'll be so happy when I have my own room.
This may surprise a lot of people, but in the last school year, all of our schools here in Butte County, there's 14 different school districts, identified about 900 students, children and youth who were in homeless situations during the course of the school year.
Welcome to the Without a Roof program, where we expose and remedy poverty, the worst form of violence. All right, Guillermo Mash on behalf of the Without a Roof radio program.
This is the Christmas edition.
And Margo, and I wanted M&M. To say that we've got a really big lineup here. We've got a show rundown that's really cool. We have got a new format where we actually focus on homeless youth, people, unaccompanied youth, unaccompanied minors, and youth 18 to 24. So we're going to have a really cool interview here with Shahar Hyatt, director of the California Homeless Youth Project, Emily Bateman, program manager for the HEART program. We also have, sprinkled throughout the humanity of folks seeking shelter from the storm, Chico Safe Space. At Chico Safe Space, a program of Chico Peace and Justice Center. And then in the middle, we're going to have a really cool studio conversation. They're actually coming in the door right now, Joel Castle, the person that facilitated getting what's affectionately called the Farm, a sanctuary for the homeless, which fits our theme, Shelter from the Storm. And someone I really near and dear, a street angel, fellow street angel, Sienna Soniki. Is in the house. She's going to add some color around that. But with no further ado, I'd like to play this clip. This is a clip. This is one of the first sprinkles of quote unquote humanity from Chico Safe Space. I really got blessed to meet this couple out at Safe Space. So I'm going to play that for you, and then we're going to jump on the phone with Host Home Project here on People Powered Radio. Meritz, a couple I just met, Michael and Margo, M&M. I coined that term, and they said that's what they call us. So you're here at Safe Space, Margo. Give it up. What do you got to say about Safe Space?
Very blessed with it. The program's working out very, very well. I've even brought people off the streets that actually needed it in, and it's working out very well that people actually that do need it like ourselves.
How neat is it to be able to sleep as a couple?
We're a married couple. We're not like regular couples as boyfriend and girlfriend. We're actually one of the very few married couples on the streets. A lot of places separate married couples. This program does not separate married couples.
That's awesome. So you get to be a couple, just like a couple should be, right? Right, Michael?
Yes, indeed.
Tell us a little bit about Margo and Michael. Michael?
It's great. It's been one heck of an adventure since I met her. You know, more to come. You know, it's almost one more month to our one-year anniversary. Can't wait for the rest of our lives to continue on.
So you guys are honeymooners.
Very much so.
The one question I've been asking everyone, I mean, what would you say to your friends that might not be in a warm bed tonight that are sleeping out on the street? What kind of words would you have for them, Margo?
I've been trying to get people to, you know, putting a word out about Safe Space, to tell them to show up at the place over at Calvary on 13th to get on that bus and come to Safe Space, really. It's a good thing. Get off the streets. Take advantage of it. Come out. Get into a warm place.
What are some of the reasons people may not want to come? Does anyone ever go, I'm not going there because?
Yeah, definitely, because they're stubborn, like myself. You know, I used to be, you know, I don't do shelters, you know, I'd rather just sleep on the streets. Being stubborn, you know, making freeze to death at this time of the year. So sometimes you got to really cave in and, you know, just, you know, utilize this outreach program that's out there for, you know, homeless people to be able to stay safe and stay warm, you know.
How long you been homeless, Mike? On and off? Or how long you been homeless?
On and off for 5+ years.
Well, if I gave you 30 seconds of soapbox, what would you say, Margo?
Well, this is our last time being homeless. In the next few weeks, we're going to Indiana. Mike has a job. We have a place to go. My kids live in Indiana. So we're actually doing better. We're just taking advantage of this while we can, and we're going to be a lot better in the next few weeks.
Wow, going to Indiana. Give me 5. All right, man, shout out for that. That was a great story. Shout out North Valley Housing Trust, man. I got some really good photos at Safe Space, and I also got another photo at the forum that they're printing up for us so we can hand those out. But no further ado, I'm going to introduce our two guests, Emily Bateman from the HEART program. Maybe you can introduce yourself real quick, Emily.
My name is Emily Bateman. I'm program manager of HEART.
Sorry, I didn't have your mic on. People Powered Radio.
My name is Emily Bateman. I'm the program manager of HEART here in Butte County, and we work with homeless and runaway minors countywide. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we're here to talk about host homes. We're going to talk with Shahara Hyatt, mm-hmm. but we definitely want to land on some time for you, Emily, to tell people how to get involved hosting youth. I'm hoping you're on the line, Shahara Hyatt?
Yeah, hi.
Awesome, hey, awesome. Let me turn it up a little bit. It's always nice to hear your voice. Merry Christmas down to our friends in Sacramento. So I'm just going to lead the conversation with a prompt question. I'm mostly going to let you two, you know, subject matter experts, take it from there. But just a real quick, Emily, why the heck is Host Home Project so important, and how many youth are out there looking for the service?
So we operate off a host home model here with our program in Butte County, and that means we don't have a standalone youth shelter. We have people who go through a very similar process that it takes to become a foster parent, so their background, have background check, and they're vetted. And that's how we're providing temporary emergency shelter to our homeless and runaway minors in this county. And that's how we keep them safe and off the streets.
Now, Shahara, what color would you add to that on what's going on in Sacramento, what you've seen with host homes for youth?
Yeah. So basically, I would say that, you know, one of the things I really like about host homes is that it can be a real grassroots community response to this crisis of homelessness for young people. And, you know, like Emily was saying, they don't have a shelter specifically for youth. And that's true in 2/3 of counties across California. So most counties don't have any programs specifically for homeless youth. And so I think that's a way that communities can come together to give kind of a developmentally appropriate option to be able to live, you know, in a home with a family instead of sort of like an institutionalized setting.
Yeah, and that we actually teed this project, this little segment up from talking with Chad, who was referring folks to the HEART program when they were coming over to the shelter. But when I was a runaway at 16, I didn't need an ID to get anywhere. And I think people really need to know that it's a big, big gap, the fact that you're under 18, you're an unaccompanied minor. It closes more doors than it seems to open. What would you say to that, Emily?
There definitely are restrictions, but I think... And that's the importance of our young people working with our clinicians, is helping them navigate those systems. For a host home, they don't need ID. We do need to talk to them and, you know, make sure that they want to go in. It's voluntary. But we do help young people in our program, even if they're not doing the shelter component, navigate things like how they get an ID, how they enroll in school, how they get clothing, how they're getting food. Where can they go long term? Things like that. And that's what the clinicians do with our young people and teach them the skills to be able to get those things done.
What would you say is some of the gaps, Shahara?
Oh, some of the difficulty in terms of being able to get in access?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think that it's pretty consistent across the state. Like I said, that even for the counties that do have programs for the serve homeless youth, there's never enough to meet the need. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really great that Emily said, you know, you don't necessarily have to have an ID. A lot of times documentation can be a huge barrier.
Mm-hmm. So Emily, why don't we touch a little bit about how folks can get involved with Host Home Project, like for a minute, and then I'll turn it over to Shahara to kind of close on this.
If they're interested in becoming host home parents, you can give me a call at 1-877-478-6292. What we do for host home parents is for every week that you have a bed available, there's $50 compensation. For every night that there's a kid in that bed, we have $35 on top of that $50. So if you go on vacation for a week, you're just not available that week. And we compensate you for that. We also, you know, if it's later in the evening, you don't have to provide food for that young person. We can provide food. And the host home parents have 24-hour access to us and our clinicians just in case something does come up. And we take care of transporting the young person to and from the home and to and from school. So it's really a place to stay for the night. They can interact as much or as little as a young person wants to with that parent.
Say that number once again.
1-877-478-6292.
And for me, I'm like putting myself at 16 on the streets of Boston, kind of going, man, having a place to be is really, really important. How'd you like to close this youth homeless segment? Shahar Hyatt from Sacramento?
Sure. Yeah, so, you know, this time last year, I was a host home to two young men experiencing homelessness. One was 20 and one was 24. And it was one of the best experiences of my life. And I'm really happy to say that right now, neither of them are living on the streets, which is really fantastic.
Right on.
They're able to just stabilize their health and mental health and make friendships during that time living with me and my partner at the time. So I highly recommend it to folks who care and want to help.
That's wonderful. You know, Chair, I don't want to make you jealous, but I get to go over to 6th Street Center for Youth, and Emily's going to be there. It's Christmas party tonight at 6th Street Drop-In Center. Huge shout-out, 6th Street Drop-In Center. It's
cool.
Just a beautiful, beautiful space. I want to thank you both for being here, and I want to wish you all happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and Hanukkah, and all that kind of stuff.
Here thanks on. So much, Bill.
Thank you.
Thanks, folks. I want to shift here to underwriters, and then we're going to hear at the same table as Eminem was someone else that was from Kentucky. So you're going to hear The Wandering Preacher right after our underwriter here on People Power Radio. Without a Roof radio program here on KZFR 90.1 FM, People Power Radio. It's made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by CSU Chico, Continuing Education's Open University. Open University provides an opportunity for individuals to take Chico state classes on a space available basis without going through the admissions process. More information about Open University is available by calling CSU Chico Continuing Education at 530-898-6105 or by visiting rce.csuchico.edu.
I've been an ordained minister for over 40 years. I got out of prison Thanksgiving Day of this year out of Backerville. I did 2.5 years in Backerville Prison. So I'm probably the biggest sinner on your radio station right now. There is nobody in the world that I've ever met that believes more in God than I do. Billy Graham himself, when I met Mr. Billy Graham, I told him, I believe more in God than anybody I ever met. He reached out and shook my hand. He said, my name's Billy Graham. I believe in him more than you do. I said, you've been my hero, and Johnny Cash has been my hero all my life. As soon as I walked in Oak Oaks here, I went up to the guy playing the music and asked him to play a Johnny Cash song.
So, Bobby, I think this would be a cool way to end it, man. If I gave you 30 seconds to give us a sermon, give us a 30-second radio sermon from Bobby the Wandering Preacher.
Okay, here's what I'll tell you. Make it real short and simple. There is a God in heaven. There's also a God in Chico. He runs these churches to bring us homeless people in here off the streets. Because if you look at that wristband right there, I died 4 days ago in Inmo Hospital because I was sleeping on the streets out here and I was too stubborn to come to a safe house. The doctor at Inmo saved my life. Dr. Kevin Logan is my diabetes doctor. He's been my doctor for 15 years and my best friend. Thanks, Crooker Oak, Presbyterian Baptist Church, and all your other churches in Chico for putting up with crazy old hillbillies like me. God bless you all and good night.
God bless you too, Wandering Preacher. Merry, Merry Christmas to you and all the folks at Safe Space, and they're getting nestled in right now, I'm sure, checking them all in. And I want to big huge shout out. I've got two guests here, Joel Castle. I'm calling you the facilitator for getting the farm going. And the first time I met Joel, it's the first thing he said to me, this whole idea of the farm. So welcome yourself to Joel Castle. Welcome yourself to People Power Radio, man.
Okay, happy holidays to Chico.
Happy holidays, man. Safe, warm, and dry. Got a roof, be grateful. Sianna Sonoki. All right. I only get one shot. Sonoki. Sianna Sonoki. It's always a pleasure to have you in the studio.
Thank
so,
you.
Joel, let's just turn it over, man. You know, both of us, I'm less connected, but I was there. I've been there a couple of times. I did some video work and some audio work we're going to hear in a minute. But let's just humanize this thing, man. Talk about the folks out there and how happy they are just to have a place that they can settle down.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Chico for this opportunity to bring a little humanity to Chico, a little compassion, a little mercy during the holidays. There are a lot of people out there right now, about 20, and they all get along great. You might not call them perfect, but they're out there and they're safe. And they're safe away from society, and society is safe away from them. You know, we're not welcome any place in any urban society. When you see a homeless person, the first thing you want to do is turn away. Well, the first thing I want to do is ask them out to the farm and bring them into a safe spot, get a little balance in their life, help them with a little self-esteem, working on the garden. And they seem to be loving it. As a matter of fact, they're doing their own gardens. I didn't have to say a word to them, and their change of mindset has been so amazing. It was 180 out when Larry and Krista came out first. I could see they were downtrodden. They were, you know, now after a month over at the farm, they're happy. I mean, everybody out there is happy. They're just like, when they go to sleep at night, they're not worried some cop is going to roust them, or even worse, a lot of the women out there, you know, have been abused on the street, and they can't get abused on the farm. So that's one invaluable
that's what I witnessed, man. I've been out there twice. Now, Sienna Soniki?
Sinoki.
I'm going to get this. Okay. Sinoki. Sienna Sinoki. Thank you, guys. So why don't you share a little bit about the farm? I understand that you were kind of directed some of the first people that actually were able to stay out there and get some shelter. So.
Yeah. Joel had talked to me about this a few times over the past year. And I had these three friends that, it was a real barrier to their progress that they were having to find places to sleep every night, you know, and risk not having a place to put their things and risk getting, you know, woken up at 4 a.m. and having to leave. And, you know, they just couldn't move forward. And I just thought, okay, well, what about that farm? So I sent Joel a message on Facebook and was like, if you're for real. And he was like, yeah, send him over, like that moment. So the next day I gave them Joel's phone number and they were there that night. And I'd really like to speak to what Joel said about the mindset change of just being well slept and having a place to go to keep your things, that they're not going to be taken, is just peace of mind to be able to open you up, to be able to do other things. And also what's also interesting out there is it's very peaceful. There's a lot of nature and trees and a creek. And so I think that is a really nice environment to wake up to in the morning rather than, in a truck getting banged on the door and kicked out. So
right. It's in the commercial section too. So it's really not surrounded by any residential property. But that's no further ado. I actually got this piece. I took the audio piece of a video I just cut today. And I have to say, Sienna sent me back this text message, and I cried when I edited it. So hopefully, it'll bring a little bit more humanity to the conversation that we're having, because this is out on the farm with some of the folks, Krista and Larry and others here on People Powered Radio.
The living arrangements here would be just like being homeless anywhere else, but you're safe here. You know, they don't bother you. Hopefully it lasts for a while, but it's like a tight-knit little family. We all come together when we have to and get done what needs to get done.
There's really not much you can add to it. It all spins down to, we were in a bad spot. We needed somewhere to go. And Joel gave us a place where we could get better. We ain't got a lot here, but we got safe here, and safe is a lot.
Wait, how much of a blessing is it to be here and know you're not going to be harassed?
More of a blessing than, honestly, I knew, like, an hour ago. Because, like, this is a really amazing moment. Because I've been on the streets for the last 3 months with several jobs, and I haven't been able to find anywhere. Every single night I get harassed by police. I haven't hardly gotten any sleep. And now I have a place that I can actually keep my stuff, so I can actually go take on more hours at my job. I can, like, right now, instead of working 6 hours a week, I'm about to go start my full-time position in a couple weeks. And the only reason I can do that is because I actually have a safe place to park my van where I can now fix it up and go get a little bit, or get this thing actually legal. And then as soon as a month after a paycheck, I can afford a house. I'm off the streets now.
So you were like threatened a couple of times with towing the vehicle and having it impounded, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
And you had to talk your way out of that?
Talk my way out of two impounds and not to mention all the camping tickets the last few weeks I've talked all of us out of. Luckily, Sergeant Scott actually helped us out a lot last week or a couple of weeks ago when the police were all harassing like about 15 homeless individuals. We're all about to get ticketed just for sleeping. And Sergeant Scott came down and talked about, like, you know, really showed that we're still human beings and like we deserve to sleep. Mm-hmm. And but yeah, it's nice to know that there's still people out here that are supporting us, helping, because, you know, we don't want to be out here. We're not trying to be a nuisance to society. We're just trying to work and pay taxes and have a place to lay our heads at night.
So this is my friend Sienna, and they just bought this van as a place for shelter, and they've been having a hard time finding a place where they're not going to be harassed by the police and threatened with towing. How cool is it to be here on the farm and know you're not going to be threatened with towing?
It's incredible. I couldn't imagine a place like this anywhere other than this. I mean, if we were downtown, if we were in a nice neighborhood, we would be called on just for trying to live. Mm-hmm. And it's not fair that we're not allowed to live because we don't have enough money to buy, you know, 1,000-square-foot house. It's nice to be accepted here.
It is. Actually, what would you say to that, Larry? My mom's favorite quote, live simply so others may simply live.
Simple things.
It's fitting.
Mm-hmm.
Fitting, especially for this kind of life.
Simple things are better.
Enjoy the simple things out of life. Don't take anything for granted.
Mm-hmm. If you have a roof, be grateful.
Exactly.
And you guys are grateful because this, to you, this is a roof. A place where you can call home.
Four walls, a roof, and a door. That actually shuts.
you know, if you could literally see the look on his face when he talked about that, the door that he can actually shut. So that's an audio. I'm going to put that out on my Facebook page so people will be able to see the farm, part one. But let's go to part one here, and we got like 3 or 4 minutes, and I'm going to turn it over to Joel, man, to humanize this a little more and talk a little bit about whatever you want to talk about, Joel Castle.
Well, opportunity has arisen for everybody in Chico to solve this problem, and they say there's no silver bullet, but I think this might be the silver bullet.
Shelter's the silver bullet, man.
Yeah, they need a in spot where they can just go, come and go as they please, be free. The Edgar Slough has been there for 125 years from the M&T Ranch. It has a 125-year-old bridge on it. It's a pristine piece of property that they love out there, and they're making better every day. And I'd like to mention also they have a porta potty out there. So that gives them a little more dignity than Chico does downtown. If they shut the bathrooms and then start writing P tickets, that's kind of counterproductive in anybody's mind. I'd like to ask the Chicoans if they feel as if they could call the mayor, the city council, Mr. Orm, the city manager, and tell them they'd like this property rezoned just for emergency shelter for this year. Well, we have people that want to buy the property for this reason. So we have real estate people that are going to be contacting the owner to try and buy the property. It's a perfect piece of property. I welcome anybody to come out and take a look at it and get involved in any way you possibly can to make this situation better. I know Chico is the smartest little town. It's got the more probably volunteers than anybody in any per capita town its size. And it's just, you know, wanting to help in every way possible. And this is a way that they can help by calling Mark Orm, calling at the building department. He's the supervisor. I don't want to. DePaulo. And right, getting the authority on board.
Thanks so much for that, Joe. I'm going to be embedded, man. I'm going to be waking up there Christmas doing some journalism over there and getting to know those folks better. And Sianas Sonique.
Sinokis. It's okay.
I get
it's
it wrong okay. once. I keep getting it wrong. This is we're proving this on the radio. So why don't you give us like one more minute of time here about the farm and what's on your heart?
You know, what's really exciting to me about the farm is though it's not quite zoned, it seems like, for it right now, you know, to solve homelessness in this community, we need to be looking at as many diverse options as possible to really reflect the diverse needs of the people that are in need. And emergency bridge housing is one of those buckets, you know. So looking at this and seeing what works and what doesn't work and what might be a good option, I think it's great that we have this right here to look at and possibly measure and see what, you know, how can we make this legal? How can we, to me, it seems like the lowest cost, fastest way for somebody to get help. So we need that right now. We have a lot of ideas that are longer term, but it's cold tonight. And so we definitely need those options immediately.
Thanks for coming in, folks. I'm going to wrap with Paul Bowden, man. He's got a holiday greeting, and we're going to go right into Dave Burt, his harmonica slinger, Brian, at Safe Space here. And thanks for tuning in, People Powered Radio. All right, Gamma Mash here for the December 21st Christmas edition of the Without a Roof Radio program here on KZFR 90.1 FM, People Powered Radio. I'm really blessed to have Paul Bowden. He's going to be on the phone here real quick in a pre-record. But Paul's going to be talking a little bit about our show theme this week, which is a safe, warm, and dry Christmas. So welcome to Without a Roof Radio program, Paul Bowden, Western Regional Advocacy Project.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Awesome, man. So Paul Bowden, let's get a minute of wisdom around how important it is to be safe, warm, and dry every day of the year. But hell, if we can't do it every day of the year, why the hell not Christmas?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's what people, when people think about the holidays, you know, that's what they think about is family and warmth and being, you know, amongst your loved ones in a safe environment. And unfortunately, for more and more people every year, we see that that's just not an option. This is the time of year when people can eat pretty available food, and people bring gifts of dry socks, clean dry socks, and sweaters and jackets, and it gives you more warmth. It lets you know that people are thinking about you, which gives you a heart and a sense of community. What, you know, is after a lot of years of being out there and doing this work, you know, what is really sad to watch is by the middle of January, we're back to being demonized and dehumanized. But for at least a couple of weeks each year, we get a sense that, yeah, you know what, we really are part of a community, and that's a great feeling.
It sure is, Paul Bowden. 2017, we need to stretch it year-round. I thought it was so cool. We had a whole Solutions for Homelessness on my birthday just before Fourth of July weekend, man. We need to have this front and center year-round. I know you got words on that.
Yeah, because what I really think we need to frame it as is there's only one solution to homelessness, and that's a home.
Bingo.
There's other issues. There's racism. There's classism. There's disability rights. There's tons of other issues. But the other issues all existed before 1983. What didn't exist before 1983 was massive contemporary homelessness. And homelessness is not complicated. It's without a home, homelessness. So when we talk about addressing homelessness, we need to be talking specifically about housing.
It was just a wonderful experience to come out here. All these wonderful people out here, all the volunteers, lots of love. And in this cold times, it's wonderful to have warm people around.
Amen to that. You're the harmonica player. What's your name?
My name's Brian Bashley. How you doing?
How blessed is it to be out here blowing the heart, man?
This is an honor for me.
Look at this. Oh, sweet mama, daddy.